What's up, everybody? Partial Artist, and we're back after a hiatus, dude. We've taken a bit of a hiatus. Had some mic issues with the recording and all that stuff, and got a new one. Thought it was my mic, guess what? Just my computer. Mic works totally fine when I use other computers, not when I use mine. It's not a mic problem, computer problem. So we're still using the old iPhone headphones here, as you can probably hear the quality. But I found this nice hookup that I'm going to get soon, hopefully, that I can record straight from my iPhone, so I don't got to even deal with the computer interface bullshit things, whatever. Doesn't matter, dude, we're back. We've been gone for a bit, gotten a bit of a slump, but dude, we're back, we're killing, things are new, baby. We've been paddleboarding, baby. We've been rock climbing, baby. We've been doing all the things, dude. We've been fucking our wives again, baby. Yeah, you know what I mean? Doing all the fun things, yeah. So, gotten a slump, but we're back. Everything's new, dude. I've got like a new rejuvenation on life, at least for, you know, for a bit. I think that's life, though, you know. You got highs and you got lows. Everything's going good. Everything's going bad. You know, low part, I've hit record on this 3 times. I was going to do it on my wife's computer, and which is technically my computer with my microphone, but that dog outside started barking the second I hit record, so I got all sweaty and angry, as you do, because, you know, I hate that dog. It's been 8 months. It's cool, though, because what's it securing? You know what I mean? Because the apartment's built, but, you know, you put a dog there, and it's definitely going to stop people because it's chained up, which means it can't get to people, so the barking means nothing. And if you don't stop and go see what the dog is barking at, then that would not necessitate the need for a guard dog, because not only is it not attacking, you're not going to see what it is startled at, so it's just a constant bark fest. You know? And it's been 8 months of that, and it makes me real sweaty because I hate the sound of that dog. Also went through a huge phase of hating all dogs for like 3.5 weeks because there was a period where I just had piss on all of my couches and beds, and 4 nights ago, one of my dogs got sick and liquid shit directly next to my face in my bed, and then liquid shit on the floor right at the same time, and yeah, she did a whole bunch of that. So me and dogs still beefing, you know, RIP DMX. And I don't even, so that's a low, that's where the low is, dude, but the high, man, I've started, like, indoor rock climbing, bro, who would have thought this gangly-ass, bitch-wristed self that I am, like, found, like, I got something I'm good at, dude, like, no, I'm not, I can't fucking throw a football, I can't fucking do this, I can't fucking, not athletic, can't lay pipe, can't last longer than 20 secs, you know? Unless we're drunk. There's something. I have a weird thing. Like, I know that whiskey dick's a thing, but I have something different. Like, if I drink, my dong's ready to go for hours on end. I don't know what that deal's about, but either way. The fuck am I talking about? Oh, yeah, rock climbing. Dude, so I've been going for the past couple weeks, because I needed something that was gonna, I need some physical fitness, because I got LASIK and whatever. I know, we already talked about the LASIK, but before that, I've been having this thing where I used to be such a driven person, especially when I was training, like when I was competing in MMA and stuff, where, you know, that would be my motivation to go to the gym every day and stay in shape and eat right and all this because I had something to prepare for. But now I'm just kind of like, you know, you get in that funk where you're like, I'm going to change. I go through phases where I just want to be hot, you know, where I'm like, I want to have a good face. I'm going to moisturize my skin and I'm going to wax my nipples and do all these things. And, yeah, it only holds on for so long. So I was like, dude, I need something else to keep me in shape. Because I did the running thing for a bit, but that gets old. I got no competition in running. I have no desire. Or anything like that. This isn't even a competition thing. But I was like, I just need something new a couple times a week that can keep me, you know, on the horse. Because I work out every day, but the intensity was lost. And you're eating like shit. And you're being a bitch ass. And you're drinking too many fucking... too many bushes, dude. Drinking too many goddamn bushes. And that's what I was doing. So I started rock climbing. Man, that shit's fun as fuck, dude. There's different types. I got balls deep into rock climbing, dude. Like, I've been watching it competitively tomorrow. As you're hearing this, tomorrow. Because I'm going to literally drop this because I just recorded it. Because I got the itch to podcast again. There's going to be some climbing tournaments. And it's going to be the men's and females, I believe, bouldering finals. So there's different types of rock climbing. There's bouldering, there's lead climbing, and there's speed climbing. So, speed climbing is where you see them crazy-ass spider monkey bitches, where they scale that wall in like 6 seconds. That's speed climbing. Then you got lead climbing, where you're gonna keep going up the wall, and you hook into these got carabiners, and you follow. And then there's bouldering, which is the coolest one, which is where you have what's called a problem on the wall, and it's they got different footholds and rocks and stuff, and you have to be able to get to the top, and that's the competition. And you got a time period to do it, and there's different problems on each wall, and you got to try and solve them. And whoever gets the most, it's really fucking cool. And so I started doing it. And I've gotten balls deep into it, and I'm going a couple times a week now, and I'm loving the shit out of it, dude. And I can feel a difference. Like, I feel stronger, especially with my grip, like it's coming together. It's not something you can do every day, which is unfortunate, because it's super badass. But it's a good workout, dude, and it's a good time. And I got a little natural gag for it, dude. It's fucking, this fucking long-necked skinny bitch of myself. You know, I was built for this. Like, I mean, I didn't cook in the oven long enough. I decided to kick my way out of my mom's giner 4 months early. So, you know, I feel like I didn't bake all the way. I think that all the time that I didn't think, like, I didn't bake all the way. And it pisses me off. Because, like, I've got a thick-ass neck on me that's not proportional to my body. I have a ridiculously thick neck. It's like a damn tree trunk. And then I got bitch wrists. I have the wrists of an 8-year-old, dude. Like, I have the thinnest arms. But my wrists, so thin. My calves, juicy calves, right into my ankles, bitch ankles. Giant feet. Ridiculously long arms. My wingspan is ridiculous. I am built for swimming. But I'm all fucked up. So I got big hands, skinny wrists, thick neck, bitch face. No chest, good calves. Big feet. Muscle definition, not the dingus. Dude, my dad is like a genetic freak when it comes to muscle definition. So, like, I got that. I'm defined as fuck, but I weigh as much as an 8th grader. So, it's like, there's no ups, you know? There's no perks. Does my back look like a topographical map of a mountain range? Yes, it does. But I still look like an 8th grader. Like, it doesn't matter how much muscle you pack on to someone, and they're like, well, you're 140. It's like, yeah, you're 140. You're 5'9"? You're 140? Oh, that's really cool that you look in shape, because you're probably just skinny. And you go through that whole thing. But, dude, climbing for me, like, it's the thing, dude. I'm like, bitch, wait, but I got the weird strength. But, yeah, and it's just my own body weight, and it's great. And yesterday I did, like, an inverted wall, and I was climbing up it. And this one girl was like, how long have you been doing this? I was like, oh, it's, like, my third time. She's like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah. Like, that's pretty advanced. It's like, nice. Because it's, like, cut and dry to me. Like, there's, like, just get to the top. And I like that. You know, just get to the top. And I can do it pretty quick. And the bouldering ones are so much fun because, like, they're just, you're not roped in when you do bouldering. It's no harness. So if you fail, you just fall off. But, it's not, like, super high or nothing. But you have to try and figure out how to get to the top of this thing with limited options. The other ones, it's just a normal rock wall. You hook into a harness, you climb up to the top. It's fun. It's good exercise. But the bouldering ones, they got them, like, spastically laid out, and you can only use those certain rocks. And it's, dude, it's so much fun. I'm so glad I started doing it. So, dude, I've been rock climbing. Better than that, dude. I went and bought those paddle boards. I don't know if I touched on that, but I bought some ISUPs for my fucking boys. You know what I'm talking about? If you're a douche, if I say ISUP, you're like, bro, you fucking sup? Yeah, dude, I got an inflatable stand-up paddleboard, NBD. Not a big deal, dude, but I mean, they are pretty nice. And I've been using them every weekend for the past couple weeks. And I know that Sergio, avid listener, has been scolding me. He's like, you don't go in the water and be outside because you just got your LASIK. And to that I say, quit being a fucking pussy. He's probably right, though. I probably shouldn't, but no, but I've been inflatable paddleboarding, and those things get hard as rocks, dude. And you can go paddle. Last weekend, I was out on the water for like 5 hours, dude, just paddling. Me and the boys. You get yourself some claws, dude. Some seltzies. Ooh, baby. Get yourself some seltzers. Get buzzing. Get on the paddleboard. I went to a lake party that had 200 and something people there, which was ungodly because there was maybe room for 70 people. It was fucking bonkers. I watched a dude blackout drunk 5 feet from me. Pass out backwards like Jesus Christ from his lifted truck. Like he felt like, imagine Jesus on the cross. Fell backwards. Head onto a log. It's like 3 in the afternoon. Like, it's by all accounts way too early to be that drunk. And so, he fell out and slammed his head on the log. Now, I'm putting up my inflatable paddleboard. So, I know the guy who fell. But I'm kind of, like, busy. you know, but he fell 5 feet from me. I really thought he was dead. But I wasn't about to move him. I'm like, dude, he probably just broke his fucking neck or something. I'm not about to move him. Like, that's you take care of your boy. I'm putting out my paddle boards, dog. I can't be letting moss and algae grow on this shit. I gotta dampen her down before I shimmy it off, dude. I gotta shammy this bitch. I got bigger things to fry than this fucking dead guy at 3 in the afternoon. So we're putting that all up. He comes to like a minute later. He wakes up, goes about his day. About 35 minutes later, we're all hanging out again. He trips over from out of like an RKO, dude, from out of fucking nowhere. I don't know where he came from. He trips over a log, starts like slides down the bank, hits his head again. And I had to go to like his boys, like, dude, can one of y'all watch him for fuck's sake? Like, he's gonna die. He's got brain hemorrhaging without a doubt. He hit the ground so hard so many times, and it's 4 in the afternoon, man. Fucked up. Anyway, what the fuck am I talking about? How did I even get there? I don't know, dude. I had some Bud Light seltzers, and I went out on the paddleboards a couple hours, me and a friend. And the next day we went out, hiked a little bit, went paddleboarded for a shitload, ended up on a little island, got to see some fucking sea lions and stuff. Dude, it's been fucking dope. My fucking adventure summer has been going great so far. I've said since the beginning, like, dude, all summer, every weekend, I'm going to go out and I'm going to hike, I'm going to paddleboard, I'm going to do something, something's going to happen. And dude, with rock climbing, hiking, and paddleboarding, man, it's going to be a fun time. And in 2 weeks, man, I'm going to go hike out to Ancient Lakes. It's about 3 miles. It's got these lakes in between these canyons. Go fucking camp out for a night. Come back. Ooh, baby. Dude, I'm loving it. And I feel like that's what's making me a better person, man. I was getting all down and stuff. I mean, that's life. You know, you get up and down and all this. And that's just how it goes. But it seems like once you start getting in a funk, you just perpetually dig yourself into a funk. Which is weird. I want to know why humans do that. It's so interesting. Like, what is it about being a human, or, like, the way we work is, like, dude, I know that we're built throughout history to seek comfort, so you always want to pick, you don't want resistance or anything like that. That's why you got homes and cars, and you make everything easier, and it's just the way people evolve. The human nature is to find not resistance, but that's why when you do very hard things, it's very, like, eye-opening, and you can learn a lot about yourself and all that good shit. So, what is it like, once you start getting down, you know, like, you get in a little funk where you're like, I'm not going to work out today, I'm not going to do this today, I don't need to. Then before you know it, it's been 3 weeks, and you're fucking eating Dunkin' Donuts, and you hate Dunkin' Donuts, but you're just a fat shit, so you're eating Dunkin' Donuts. You're bitching about how bad Dunkin' Donuts are, as you're like, could I get a 12 glaze, please? Or Munchkins, or whatever the fuck they call them. Dude, Dunkin' Donuts is a disgrace to donuts, actually. Yeah, it's weird, man. It's weird what makes a human, like, as you're sliding, you just keep sliding. But I feel like, you know, that's just life. You get some traction, you climb back uphill, and hopefully you get a little higher that time. Then you drop down, and hopefully you don't go as far down that time. And then you climb back up, and hopefully you go a little higher that time. And it's just a constant state of, you know, going up and down. And I feel like all this nature going outside, and just making it a point to go rock climbing and be out is such a good decision. I feel like it's been helping. It made me want to... That's why, I mean, like, the podcasts, I'm not doing as many now, but I, like, that's the problem. You know, I get into a high, right, where, like, for a couple months, I'm doing, like, 5 episodes a week where I'm just feeling it. Dude, I'm fucking... Life is great. I'm loving it. Then before you know, you're tired and shit starts pissing you off and things are wearing you down. Before you know it, you don't record a few. And then you don't record a few. And then you go from recording 5 a day to not recording anything for 3 weeks. And so it's beautiful. Life's kind of cool, dude. It's just a constant balancing act trying to figure yourself out. You know, not getting too high, too low. And you're never going to get it right. It's so interesting, so deep. And it's sad that I have not been drinking at all to come up with these thoughts. I have a theory, man. For real. Not to offend people with this, but this is going to be like the most egotistical thing I ever say. And probably the dumbest thing I ever say. I feel like I've low-key, like, beat ADD in my head. I feel like I've beat it. Like, I feel like I have ADD, right? Because I have all these different spastic thoughts all the time. But when I go to, like, a social setting or, like, a place where I'm in front of people, like, as a kid, I used to be, like, kind of weird. Like, but in 8th or 9th grade, I hit, like, a personality switch where I became, like, the good personality, life of the party, fucking everyone had a good time. I was liked by everybody. Like, I made a conscious switch to kind of, like, oh, these things make you weird. These things don't make you weird. I'm going to do the things that don't make you weird. I'm not saying people who have ADD are weird. I'm just saying the mannerisms I had in 7th grade, I was a fucking dipshit, dork-ass, like, loser. There was nothing good about me. And then, like, second semester, 8th grade, I was like, oh, so if I say things like this, people find it funny. Teachers find it funny. You can do these things. You can... And then I just kept expounding upon that. So I feel like I have a super high social, like in person, whatever you call it, EQ, whatever it's called, emotional intelligence. So I feel like I learned to not say 90% of the shit I'm thinking most of the time because it's spastic. Dude, I will go from rock climbing to fucking peanut butter and jelly sandwich just all the time. I can think of different shit. And my wife just sits and listens to it all day. She's like, I don't know how the fuck you keep making these conversations. Like, how are you this deep into a thought? And it's, I think, like, socially, I've learned, like, hey, you gotta shut up. You can't just start talking about the life cycle of bees because the thought of you having a weird experience with Teddy Grahams in the third grade is leading you to this road, but that's where my mind's taken me. So I learned, hey, maybe, you know, you skip these four stories to lead to this five. And I've learned, like, the progression of how people think. And maybe I'm just a fucking idiot, which is probably more than likely accurate. I'm not saying ADD is beatable. It's obviously a joke. I've never been diagnosed with anything. But what I'm saying is, like, I feel like my brain, when I start recording these things, I'm just so spastic in my mind. And even with my older podcast episodes, I have to sit back and write out kind of what I'm, like, the idea of the path I need to follow because my mind will just go all over the fucking place. And that's just how I am. And it's kind of cool when I think about, like, my podcast because you can hear the differences. Like, in the beginning, I'm just kind of getting my feet wet. Then in the middle, there's a lot of fighting stuff and there's this and that and vibe and there's let's try to do 30 episodes in 30 days. And then later it's like, let's do some horror movie theme. Then there was, like, music stuff. And then now it's here where I'm sitting in a bed holding the iPhone microphone with my thumb and forefinger to make it not so muffled or to make it not so staticky sounding because my computer broke. And we're talking about God knows what. You know, and before I was all like, dude, fucking buy my merch and fucking look at my taint and, like, all suck off a dwarf and whatever, like, crazy shit I would do to try to get people to my thing. But now I'm just talking the talk because I enjoy it. And I feel like a different person, personality-wise. I feel like I'm different. I don't know, dude. I'm on some shit. I don't get it. I'm having a good time, though, man. I need to start writing out notes so I actually have talking points rather than just fucking sending her. Oh, dude. The chronicles of my aging continue. I know we've talked about it on this podcast. My hair's graying, the nose hair, the back hair. I have a bunion, you know, and I've had that for years, which is the problem. So my hair's super gray, and a couple days ago at work, people were fucking with me, and I'm around all these girls. And, you know, the boys are fucking with me. And I'm married, obviously, so I have no chance to these girls, but it's like an ego thing, you know, like, you don't want to look like shit. You're just a man. Like, I'm a straight man. Like, I don't want to look like a bitch in front of these girls. They're like, Jackson, you know, we know you're old because you fucking, we can see your ear hair. And, like, I'm like, God damn it. Like, that's happening now? I'm like, God, there's nothing I can say. I just got to write it out. I'm like, oh, shit. Well, now, dude, discovered this today because I went and got my fucking hair cleaned up, right? Well, the dude left some sprigs on the front that aren't like, it's not like the front, like he didn't trim up the bangs well enough, so it's hanging over my head. They're a little too long, you know. He cut to my hairline the same length, and there's like 10 sprigs that are sticking out in front of where the rest of my hair is, dude. My hairline's receding. Like, it's coming back. It's dipping back, and it's pissing me off. You know? Like, what is up with this? I joke about being dead by 34 because of old age, but I'm dead serious. Like, we are falling apart here. I know 28 to 32 is a male's physical prime, but dude, I got a bunion already, bro. You know what I mean? Like, what's in store for me? And then I call my dad, and I'm like, well, Dad, I got another fucking chapter to the aging thing. I got a receding hairline. And then he's like, yeah, we've seen it for like the last year or two. I'm like, who? Who has seen this? Who? What? News to me. I did not know. He's like, it's your genetics. So yeah. I'm like, what do you mean? No one told me. I thought I was fine. My wife's like, I don't even see it. I'm like, I don't believe you. She goes, either way, you're still a handsome old man to me. Oh, good. Right in the feels, you know? Right in the feels. You goddamn decrepit. You goddamn knees creaking like a rocking chair when you wake up. Huh? You want to talk about me? Huh? Why do you sound like a rickety floor in a log cabin? What's up with you? Whatever. So yeah, man, aging quickly. And like now I'm wearing like a, when I go out on the paddleboard, dude, I got a straw hat I wear. I don't even take the time. I wear Skechers. Like there's a lot going on here. There's a lot going on here. Dude, I was going to that party at the lake, and I'm with people, and we know we're getting drinks or whatever, and as we're leaving the store, I'm like, oh, dude, let me go grab some sunblock real quick. And then I brought sunblock. He's like, hey, anyone need sunblock? At the party. And I'm like, what's happening to me, dude? I used to be the guys at the party, like, and now I'm like, did everyone actually hydrate before? You should have one glass of water for every seltzer that you drink. Do you need sunblock? Hey, no running. Do you want SPF 50? You don't need 70. It's a facade. 50 is as high as it goes. Dude, make sure you get his lower back. I said no running. And that's me, dude. And I'm 25 with my hat on and my Skechers. The fuck's going on? I go to bed at 8, dude. Sometimes I'm sitting in bed, and it'll be like 10:30, right? Like, we'll stay up late, and I'm like, fuck, dude, I'm gonna... It's so late, dude. It's gotta be like 2 in the morning. Like, I'm like, dude, I've watched so many episodes of Jeopardy. So many episodes of Jeopardy, dude! That's even more incriminating. Me and my wife, like, dude, we sit down, and we're like... My wife literally came... I came home from work yesterday. She's like, you wanna go watch some Jeopardy? And I was like, hell yeah, dude. And we watched Jeopardy! The fuck's going on, dude? I'm the wackest 25-year-old. I don't fucking get it, man. I don't fucking get it. Maybe it's just the married life and it's what's happening to me. But my aging, man. My aging. So, yeah, I'm gonna get back to recording Mondays and Thursdays for now, because I like doing these episodes, and we'll see how the rest goes. Me and Sean, who did he did an interview with me a month ago, I'm trying to record a thing with him, but I really need to get, pardon me, like a mic situation figured out. God, I keep getting the hiccups with the computer. So, once we get that figured out, I want to start a show with him, like, once a week. I feel like that would be fun. But for now, dude, just Monday, Thursdays. I know we were doing the Kiss thing, and that was cool. Maybe I'll get back to doing that. But I was overloading myself, and dude, this is my adventure summer, dude. We're fucking doing it! Yes! We made it! We're doing it this summer, dude, and we're going out, and we're paddling, and we're getting tan. And that's no joke, we're getting tan, that's the end of the goal. I want a tan, I want a legit tan. I have a membership to go to a tanning bed at this point. I'm getting tan, bro. It's happening. We're getting fucking... I mean, we're already cut, but we're getting thick, dude. We're gonna be a thick cut piece of fucking bologna, dude. That's what my skin's gonna look like. I'm gonna imagine myself being tan. I'm gonna look like thick cut bologna. Just fucking pink. Filled with all kinds of meat. That's how my summer's gonna end, dude. Pink filled with meat, bro. I'm gonna be filled with all kinds of meat, and I'm gonna be pink. That's how I'm gonna end. But man. Thank you all for listening, you know. Thank you for... I'm setting goals for myself. We're at episode, I believe, 64? Something? I want to hit episode 100. And then I want to hit a fucking 1,000, dude. Imagine if I had 1,000 episodes of a thing. I was thinking about that the other day. when I was listening to, like, Finding the Kid and Rogan and stuff, and I see their numbers, I'm like, 1,000? Can you imagine hitting 1,000? It's crazy. It's the goal. On 1,000 episodes. I mean, maybe I won't even grow any listeners by that point. I don't know. Even if I keep the same amount. Thank you all for listening and sticking around and going through my thoughts. Oh, before I sign off, dude. Sign off like it's the fucking radio, like a dipshit. Go check out Lil Browse and his new album, Fireboy. I have zero affiliation to him whatsoever in any facet on this planet. But it's goddamn banging. So, the King and the Sting found him, if you listen to the King and the Sting, they found him, and they had him make an album for him last year. Well, he came out with his own album, called Fireboy, and it's so motherfucking banging. He's the future, bro. He's the future. It's fucking so good. So go listen to it. Fireboy, by Lil Browse. Just came out. It's fucking banging. Also, due to alumni of the show, Just a Mess have an album coming out within a month, in June. In June, they got a new album, and it's going to be, hopefully, really good. So I'm very excited. So check them out, too, man. Alumni of the show, I think they're like episode 28 or some shit. Just scroll through. You'll find them. But, dude, thank y'all for the love and the support. Sorry I dipped so long, but we're back, dude. And I've said that 100 times. And guess what? That's life, dude. I might dip out and not come back for another 2 weeks and then come back again and say I'm back again, dude. I don't know. I need to be more consistent and stop being a piece of shit and making an excuse saying, well, it's life, dude. You go up and down. Sometimes you want to record. Sometimes you don't want to record. Guess what? Just record anyway, you bitch. Just firing myself up right now. Yeah, dog. Yeah, who gives a shit if that dog keeps barking outside? It's just barking out for fucking DMX, dude. Where my dog's at? That's all he's fucking doing. So, you know what? Maybe I should pay some more respect. Who fucking knows? What am I even doing? Thank y'all for the love. Thank you for the support. Y'all are the best. Glad to be back. Peace.